This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Welcome to ILTA's Winter 2016 Ask the Expert podcast series. I'm Christy Cole with ILTA, and today we're talking about leadership. With me is Brian Donato, Chief Information Officer at Borey Sater Seymour & Peace LLP, and winner of ILTA's 2016 Distinguished Peer Award for Leadership. Thank you for joining us today, Brian.
Christy, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, let's begin by talking about your thoughts on good leadership. What does a great leader do or not do?
I've always viewed good leadership as being about finding the best way you can serve people that you're in charge of. It's a big responsibility for me. I think it's the number one responsibility. And serving people can take a lot of different forms. So sometimes that may simply mean that you have to fight for them. Sometimes it may mean that you have to have difficult conversations with them. Sometimes it may mean that you have to, as Jim Collins, who wrote one of my favorite books, Good to Great, likes to say, you have to make sure that they're on the right seat on your bus, meaning that they're doing the right things that are best matched with their skills and abilities. Sometimes it may simply mean that you got to find a way to challenge people. But in the end, I think good leadership is largely about being excellent at finding ways to serve your people and help them accomplish their goals. So if you translate that into what does a great leader look like, I believe that a great leader has a deep-seated desire to make the people around them better. I think that they can inspire people, not necessarily because they're super charismatic or because they're the smartest guy in the room or because they have better answers than the other people around them, but because they can give people a cause that they can give behind. And that can be especially challenging in a law firm. I think a great leader finds a way to do that. I think great leaders remove obstacles. In other words, they're very focused on understanding that they've hired the best people, they've provided the best people their best opportunity to be successful. And really to maintain that momentum, they simply have to make sure that the inertia of the organization doesn't get in the way of those people. Removing obstacles is a big deal as well. And then I like to think that great leaders can do all of these things and still drive people to achieve their potential, maybe in such a way that people become comfortable with that kind of pushing.
Is there a pivotal moment in your career, thinking back, where you knew you'd turned a corner from staffer to leader?
I entered management fairly young. I was in my 20s. I actually, ironically perhaps, started out as a consultant. I only spent a couple of years in consulting. And then I took a step back from consulting and became just a straight programmer. So I wrote code for a couple of years for a company that basically was a software company and did nothing but write code, and had an opportunity to move to a bank to write code for them. And they didn't really have an IT department, and an opportunity came because there certainly was continually growing needs to serve the IT needs of the bank. And so then an opportunity came to lead that effort. And I think I got the opportunity because I was really the only one that fit, and the bank wasn't really interested in hiring somebody from outside. So some are born great, some achieve greatness, some have greatness thrust upon them. Perhaps I was in the latter category. So that kind of transition came to me pretty easily, or maybe unexpectedly. But I will say that when my perspective changed was when I was charged to go hire my first employee. Being responsible for someone else really changes how you deal with both your career and the choices you make and how you conduct yourself. It's a very, very different feeling. I had a mentor early in my life who once told me that a leader can whisper louder than many people can yell. And what I think he meant by that was you're always on stage. People are always watching you for clues on what is the right thing to do, or what is the acceptable thing to do, or what is the real temperature of a situation. So the first time I actually had an employee put me on that stage, so to speak, that was transformational.
Wow, it sounds like you've definitely jumped around into different industries, had a lot of different experiences. What mistakes have you learned from along the way?
You know, some of the things that I think have really resonated with me have been about relationships, opportunities to maintain relationships, where maybe earlier in my career, I didn't do a good enough job of valuing the necessity of investing into relationships, both with people in your charge and people who are your peers, or even people who aren't your peers. So I think I learned early on, or maybe I got the lesson taught to me early on, but didn't learn it until later in life, that it was really important to invest in relationships and invest in people. And for me, the most challenging part of that, because I'm by nature pretty introverted, was sharing, opening up more. You know, not just asking about, you know, what's going on with you, but being willing to share, you know, your thoughts and your feelings. That was something that I learned, that it was pretty hard to be an authentic leader until I was willing to do that. That was a big deal. I'd say the second thing that was very impactful for me is perhaps early on in my career, I would have been more inclined to understand office politics and position myself correctly. And one of the things I learned, both for my professional effectiveness and for my personal happiness, is it's just a better choice all around if I choose to trust. That's something that I developed based on perhaps not doing that early in my career and paying the price for that. Is I choose to trust both those around me and those above me. And that tends to work out a lot better than the opposite.
Wow, you've touched on a lot of different aspects of leadership. And I want to close things up by asking you, what specific pieces of advice out of all of what you've talked about, or maybe some things you haven't, what advice would you give for those who aspire to leadership positions?
Some of these things are based on maybe opportunities that I didn't have or I didn't take full advantage of when I was much younger. The first thing I would say is start with your motivation. Look inside your own heart. Why do you want to lead? Is it for the right reasons? Do you want to lead because you want the title? Do you want to lead because you want the authority? Or do you want to lead because it is truly important to you to make a difference, both for your organization and in the lives of those people that you work with? I think it's really important, if you want to be great at leadership, that you have your heart in the right place. So that's the first thing I would recommend. The second thing is do the best job that you can of honestly evaluating yourself, especially understanding your weaknesses. As you move through the ranks of leadership, both my experience shows, and probably much more important, there's a lot of research that indicates that you are much more likely to be out of touch, not just with what your blind spots and weaknesses are, but on how you are perceived by the people around you. So it's really important that you've got a true compass about what your weaknesses are and never lose sight of the fact that you've got to work on those. If you feel like you're challenged to figure that piece out, find a mentor, somebody that has done some of the things that you want to do before. Or sometimes a mentor can simply be somebody who you trust will give you a true and accurate reflection of what's going on and what other people are seeing. But I find that very, very important, because it is much, much harder as you rise through the ranks to get that kind of honest and open feedback.
You've given us some wonderful insight today, Brian, and we're going to go ahead and wrap up this edition of Ask the Expert. I'd like to thank our listeners. Please check out more ILTA Radio podcasts at www.iltanet.org. And Brian, we appreciate your time and insight.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate it, and thank you for everyone who's listening, and good luck.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio. Get tuned in.